Mishaborach Menishmat Mios Tsayas Dina. He runs away. On Shorav the royally Astra Basilu should be put in Nidui. We don't do it. Right? We don't make official your Nidui. The Ha'ozro, someone who helps somebody who should have been a Nidui because he's running away from it in Torah, royally Slakos Ala Amud. We don't do it, but he's worthy of being getting patched. Vashem Hakel Anokem Yinkom Nikmas Taros Limanum. Umimisha Ozolo Kinas Hashem Tsvakos Tazazos. Wow. He saw his name. That's pretty tough stuff. Okay, pretty tough stuff. So you're allowed to say a person should not be helping out such an individual. Shouldn't be helping him out. How far can you go? How far can you go in not helping somebody out? That's a good question. How far can you go in sort of forcing him to the table? It's called the Mishnah Halachos. Rabbi Menashe Klein. So the Mishnah Halachos has a tshuva about it, which is quoted over here in this sefer. Let's see. Messiah of the Din, Imutu Legarish Bonim Ibeis HaSefer. Halacha L'maisa. A parent of a student in the yeshiva. Right? So the yeshiva took him to a Din Torah. He refused to come. Three smonas. They put a Beznik Sav Sirev. Doesn't he? Disregards it. Goes to Arkol Shagoyim. And he masses on the Beznik in the yeshiva. And he caused a lot of problems. Money, Agmas Nefesh. Who knows? Can we throw this kid out of school? Can you imagine this? Have a sari of Lodin. He tells you what to do. You put him in Chayr. Chayr says in your day, Yesh Vashus, the best in the Hachmel of Shlo Yamulu, Bonav, Lo Yikbrim, Yikovrim, Yomus. Ula Garish is one of Besa Sefer. Vishnu Besa Knesses. Ajikabo Zadin. Beferish, you throw his kids out. Okay, Beferish. So okay, don't count them for a minion. Don't mal his kids. Al tikbru lo meis. Some say doesn't mean don't bury him if he dies. Don't bury any of his relatives. Hotziu bari beis hasefer mishmas haknesses. Tough stuff. Okay, so the Marashal says, what do you mean? Hevel piyam shal tinokl shal beis rabban chalila v'chalila throw somebody out of a school? Impossible. The Taz says he doesn't understand. So, and you don't bury his dead? What if a poor person who died? So the Taz says that bonav aktanim gedolim lo all pilpul. He says, after all the whole discussion, so he feels like the Taz. Then if he's a Moser, it's even worse. We're not going into that right now. The other Maisa like this was a fellow who was Ma'ag and his wife. Not got his wife, they call him to Bezin, they just ignore the Bezin. So what happened? So he refused to give his wife a get, no matter what. They're trying to put pressure on him in all different ways. He was immune to all pressure. You know, a guy is immune to all pressure. They just started to widen the net. And not only to take measures against this individual, but against other relatives. And the pressure point was, he had a sister. His sister lived somewhere in five towns area, somewhere out there. And the school said, we're not taking your children into school. This is now nieces and nephews of the Balamagi.
It's going
please. So what happened? So I think the more Haredi schools wouldn't let the kids in because it's a Brooklyn case. It's a very, very sad case. The mayor had certain things. He did not tell his caller what physical ailment he had. Significant ailment. And then when she found out, she wanted out, wouldn't give her a get. Very, very sad. So they wouldn't let him in. So now his sister tells her brother, hey, the game is up. You got. If you don't give your wife a get, I can't get my kids at school. So they ended up, they figured, okay, we'll go to the modern rabbis. They are more liberal. So they called up, they want to put the kid into Howard. So I got a phone call about this issue. I said, don't let the kid in. P.S. The man gave the get. The pressure put, not taking his niece or nephew into school. So I was at a wedding not long later, and I met someone says to me, thank you. I said, thank you for what I do. Thanks to you, a get was given. And he wants to introduce me to the young lady who was freed from being an aguna. Did? And if I'm not mistaken, I met them again at a wedding of one of their relatives not long ago. I think she either became engaged or was remarrying or something like that. That's it. You have no choice. It's true that these poor little kids are innocent. You got to, whatever pressure you can put on, you got to put on. Some people are removed from pressure completely. Nothing works. Every case is different, I suppose.
What kinds of conditions?
Huh?
What kinds of medical conditions?
I think they had MS or something like that. It wasn't a Band-Aid or something. That's my recollection. I don't know exactly the details. It was something fairly serious. Fairly serious. Okay. So going a little bit further in this Seder Adin of Bezna Rabboni, he writes like this. We don't put people in Cherem anymore. The Taz says it's too dangerous. People can come to Shvichas Damim, says if someone is put into Cherem. Oy vey. And it's very bad. So there's a case in the Bezni Rishalayim, and they said that he's a sarva of the Torah, but to put him in Cherem, nah, now we don't do it nowadays. Number one, the people are not going to follow the Cherem. They'll be already chomer. So even if it's roar to put a Cherem, what do? Hanitvim is sarva of the Torah, V'dino kemavur b'shulchan aruch yoredei simin shin lamed aleph. So whoever's chor the dvar halacha will follow what his rebbe's telling, but he's not officially in chair. So writes the Bezdin in Yerushalayim. Wow. So what happens with the case where the Tovea wanted put out a ksiruv, which says to put him in chayrim. They said, no. Nowadays we have many reasons not to put people in the chayrim. Number one, the tzibur won't understand it. They'll be nichshel in the chayrim. And it'll cause worse. As he loses the Beidina, they're not going to listen to the chayrim. Interestingly, Rabosai, the bagatz got involved. We spoke about that notorious, nefarious bagatz. What happened? It says in the chok that a bezin and a rabbani cannot put someone in the chayim. Okay, what happened? They put someone in the chayim, a bezin rabbani, he refused to show up. So the bagat said that the bezin rabbani cannot put a chayim. Okay, I can understand. V'gam ksav siruv olav l'naseach b'tzura she'ena pogas. You have to treat him with kid gloves. And this is what they said. This is what the nefarious bagats had to say. Quote, Ein miniyah shebezin rabbani odia letoveya ki anit ba'ena muchal nizdayin levet rabbani. Oh, boch Hashem. You're allowed to tell the plaintiff that the guy won't show up. Not for the kindness of the bagats. You couldn't do that either. You know what's going on? Ach einu musmach lehotzi hodob kazos benusach shok saf sirif. Came out in Rennes. Nivet chayrim. Came out in saf sirif. Shekain ksav sirif einu begeda hodob ovat. It's not merely a notification. Aliyeshimo meiva lekach pigi'a ba'alut mashma'ut datit v'chevratit banedva. You better believe it. Right? It has a It's a criticism which is, has religious and social implications. Ulebezdin ain samchut lefgoa benitbaba derokzos. They said that, but they didn't, can't do what they've been doing for 2,000 years or more. Whatever. I'm just reading from page 376 in this safe. Fine. Rabosai, a little bit further than that. Then he quotes over here something which is quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. This is again page Yud Beis in the Seder within the red one. The blue one we're done for today. Back to the red one. He quotes a sefer Minchas Ani, which says, nowadays in his time already they don't write a siruf. A chashash redifus. They'll be right after the judges. Why? Look what he writes. Kevan shen kolos with chayim basiruf. We know the marks chayim. In the old days, it was a bushet for the masarif. Do the siruf, will come to the Torah, or the psak will be mekuyim. Uvazeh. If you can achieve the desired goal, catch this now. Avshe yirtza linko me'adayin, even though the aggrieved party doesn't want to take revenge against the judge, mechuyev lahotzi adin lamito ulahashtach nafsho mineged losuguru ashe enkein bedoros halolu gam bosh lo yevoshu v'lo yoel ma'uma. Won't help. What's going to be the only result? Rakzei aviach adayin she baldin rodef achavat chor machas v'shalom. Only to be gained is that the baldin kenegdo is going to be rodef him to the end. It's not going to help anyway. It's a quote from the Sefer Minchas Oni, Siman Yud Beis. So that's why we don't put Chayim anymore. He says even a Ksav Siruv, in certain cases, if it won't accomplish anything, perhaps it shouldn't be done. That's pretty strong. Okay. So now, Rabbi Osai. We discussed yesterday at great length the piece in Divrei Mishpat, Aleph, by Rav Landesman, where he quoted a Nesivus, and he made various distinctions. For those who weren't here, the Nesivus in Simen Chavav Chidushim Sivkot Yud Gimel, I believe, quotes an Urim. At the Urim, let's take a look since we just have to see it. Since we didn't see yesterday, we saw it quoted, but just to change it up a little bit. What did it say in Simcha Vav? Let's open it up. You all have a Shulchan Aruch. Open up, please. Simcha Vav. See what exactly the Urim V'Tumim, Rabbi Yonison, is going on. It says over here as follows. Simcha Vav Siv Dalet. A star which has written in it that can take it to Dinei Ulmos doesn't help. Doesn't help. Not only that, the rabbi says, you can't take it to the secular court. No problem. I'll send it to a collection agency, and they'll take it to the secular court. A Shabbos goy, our cause goy. If you did that, chayev l'shamo, I gave it to collection, I'm chayev to pay the defendant, koma shehiv sid yosef mashu chayev din Yisrael. Gotta pay the difference. Rambo. You have an alternative, so you should have no business going to collection to a goy shakur. Avalim halova alam, strong guy to slova. I can't get them in any bezdin. Muta lemocho legoy, give it to a collection agency, and you get a you hakim it in the secular court. Says the Shnesivis, says the Tumim, Urim V'Tumim. Vimrota letzayis din. He wants to go to a din this slova. Rak lefne bezdin. Acher, a different bezin. I feel it the zutramine, even which is less than this guy, less than this bezin. Of the bezin biracheres, sayes din emikri, v'lo danin lebe din alam. Who said so? Knesset Agdola, b'she mechabrim rabin. Now let's take a look at the Knesset Agdola. Do we have Knesset Agdola here? We'll have to see. Do we have this? Let's go slow. or the Shulchan Aruch. I'll see if it's a no. Unfortunately, we don't have the Esther Gola. Hold on. Once again. Then the Turian. Turian. They have it there. Links. Also not. Okay, I don't have the Esther Gola. He quotes Mechabrim Rabin. Okay. So, watch this. On this beautiful sefer on page Tezvav, he writes as follows. That's only Linen Shalom Mosro Liakum. That's what the Urim Vetumim is going on. What did he say? The Ramah said he could give it over to a collection to go to a Goy. As long as he's willing to go somewhere else, he's not a Din Alam, and you can't give it over to a Goy. However, Abel Asoso Sarvin, to make him into a Sarvan, Sagi B'mashem Sarv Lo Nebira. And he goes further than that. The Divrei Gaonim quotes the Knesset HaGedolah. He says, the Urim Yatum didn't copy the Knesset HaGedolah properly. He quotes the Marik, and the Marashdam, and the Mabit. The Marik says, the Ari Beir Achas, Sheyochel Livcha Bezen Kotten, we discussed this a long time ago. The Smag, etc. Abak Shemavakesh Lalecha Siracheres, Vadai Havi Misarev. Wow. So you are a Misarev if you're doing something which you have no right to do. So Rabbi Landis been assumed, even if this fellow's not a Misarev, because all he's doing is costing the other fellow either a trip somewhere out of town, or if he wants to go to a smaller Bezdin, so look, they write the letter to the bigger Bezdin, the bigger Bezdin will reverse the case, get him to back out. But if, as we saw yesterday, the Nitfa insists on either the one particular Bezdin of Satma, that's what he wanted, she wanted actually, or a Zabla, but only this Sholosh A and B and nobody else, she has no right to do that, and therefore they can write a Ksav Sirev against such an individual, and people shouldn't help her, etc., etc. I mean, no one to put in the Kherim these days, in any event. Fine. So now, Rabosai, another question. This goes to a case with Mamash, a real live case. The Shach in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Ayin Hay. Watch this. Kosev Adak Emotion. Kosev Radach. Mish Yeshto Dina Chaveiro. Vanitva Muchzok. He's holding the money. Ein Omer Lo Tzio Lanicho Viyad Shlish Vachakak Yedon. You don't tell the defendant to put the money in escrow. Tuchom Milsa Davida Lagluya Lamachin Investin. Dilmi Yazaka Nitva. Vinimsa Machzakidin. The Radach is right, but you can never ask the person to put the money into escrow. There are other mafarshim on the side of this page. Let's see what they have over here. What mafarshim are there? Nothing here. Nothing. I'm sorry, don't have it. There's a Chochma Shlomo in Siman Ayin Hay. Going on this shach, he says, well, nowadays maybe things are different because we think he's not going to pay up, and the kesef hakadoshim, again, we don't have that here either. Those who have it in the Shulchan Aruch can look on the bottom. I don't understand what they're saying. The person signs a shtar birurim, which is binding in secular law. What do you mean he's not going to pay? I'll answer you. He'll say, I have no money. In other words, now he's assuming he has money. I'm not going to go to you to Bezdin until you put in your money. He goes, if you lose, you're going to hide the money. He'll hide the money right now too. I have no money. Say right now, Indy. It's not credible. So those who quoted an Aruch HaShulchan to try to prove this point.
What is the general principle that the Shach says? Why we don't put it in
He says because maybe the Nitva will win, and we're not going to take the money out of him for, just for nothing. In general, we don't believe in escrow as a general principle, unless it's a specific case where someone's a flight risk or things of this nature. Otherwise, we whatever. Aruch HaShulchan says something which is interpreted in that way. I don't think it's a correct interpretation. But you tell me, you read it together. Simen Dalet. Watch. Watch this. Simon died. Saw it this morning. Let's see where it is. Move on. Oh. It's a mystery. You saw this. Oh, this is it. Sif Hey. Achshav yesh lefam mishashol shnayim rotzim leir ledin omrecha lechavero loreidim chol ledin achshav nashlish betuchos alkim apsak kfi shiyetzim yibezdin. I want to put the money in escrow. Vasheni eini rotzim azeh or neir ledin. Yeah. And the Kayim can be psaked then. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, believe it or not, the first one is right. Why? Unbelievable psak. First of all, I don't think there's any precedent. There, in this case, no one is a muhzuk. The two guys, each one's fighting, they'll both put money in escrow. You want to both put money in escrow? That's one story. Only I should money in escrow. So we had a case like this. One guy took another guy to secular court. And he justified it on the following basis. He went to a certain rabbi. And the rabbi summoned this other fellow to a din Torah. Other fellow said, I'm going to Bezdin of America. Good. He says, no, I want this other rabbi in Brooklyn somewhere. So the rabbi in Brooklyn said, you're not required to go to the Bezdin of America because you have to have the guy put the money in escrow. And if you won't put the money in escrow, he's going to hide the money at the end of the day. So based on a unilateral decision by a Bezdin, the choice of the plaintiff, they felt justified to take it to secular court. I went ballistic. I spoke to this rabbi. I said, what are you kidding? You're going to unilaterally make a decision? He said, there's an Aruch HaShulchan. Said, you're going to unilaterally make a decision that the money is to put into escrow and the opposite of escrow is the right to go to secular court? What are you kidding? So this has happened 5 years ago. And I was just then going to Eretz Yisrael, and I was afraid that somehow or other they're going to get a psak to this effect from somebody else. I couldn't believe it. So I spoke to the Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg, who was Chalam Moed Sukkos, and I was there. I said, it can't be. He said, do you mind just write it for me, please? Took a piece of paper, wrote it for me. I went to Rav Usher Weiss. He also wrote it for me. I went to Rav Mendel Shafran in Bnei Brak. He wrote it for me. And Yehuda Silverman, he had four of the biggest Dayan Meretz, all wrote the same thing on a piece of paper. This is incredible. You claim that there should be an escrow? Fine. Go to the Zabla and put the first thing on the agenda by the Zabla. I want an escrow. If they say you're right, You can't, what's going on? You can't unilaterally go to your court, you're dying, who never heard the other side, and he'll make a unilateral decision of what has to be an escrow, and the absence of escrow, you're going to second the court? That's absurd. So I went from four different rabbonim. That's a little, very sad story what happened, but I'm just letting you know, this really happened. Real case. Fine. Now, you may remember, if you open the Gemara and...
You have different circumstances in America than the Yerushalayim.
Okay.
The Yerushalayim couldn't enforce judgment.
Maybe they had no Shtar B'Ruin, possibly. Mm-hmm. Possibly. Possibly. Perhaps you're right. Now, we had a discussion of someone who will sue the court. You know, in American law, arbitrators are held free, harm free from suits against them. However, not everyone agrees to that.
Depends what you need.
Hold on. So there is a Chuvas Maharam. It implies that there could be a lawsuit against the Dayan. You paskin wrong and you cost me money. Sounds to us a little bit incongruous, but there is a source for it. Question is, is that source normative? Do we accept that or don't we accept it? So, I saw in this Sefer Seder Adin that even though we admit that there is such a Shita, that you can actually sue the Bezin for passing wrong, you want the money back from them. Dayan Shatol, Sugan Taflam Gimel, and Simon Chafei. But, and this is the words that he quotes here from one of the Gedolim of America from a while ago, of Yonis and Steif, who was a Vina Rav. He writes over here, this is page Lamed Gimel. Yes, this source exists, we can't deny it. Shutmari Steif Simon Kufchav Zayin. That doesn't work. No bezin should summon another bezin. Why? For a simple reason. Three words. A in the dove itself. So bezin A passed in for side one. So now it's so bezin B will sue bezin A. Let's say they find the side two, right? So bezin C will be A in the dove itself. It's endless. So it cannot be done. But now there are two people that we don't usually are mazmen to schlep them into a court because it's not right. And if you're learning here Simon Yud Aleph, there's a little bit of a zecha to it, Rabbi Osai. Simon Yud Aleph, please open up Simon Yud Aleph for a second. Please turn to Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Hei. Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Hei, Rabbi Osai. Noshim Yikaros. Women who are very, you know, one who wants to be a chorus, fine, however you want to translate it. O Talmud Chacham Asher Torosa Umnosa, he learns all day. Himazminim Oso Lava the Bezdin, Vechen Nitba Yochel Lemnos Shliach Shevim Komo, the Bezdin, Yizbar Vesimen Tzadivav, Uvesimen Kufkav Dal. Here he just gives you, go look for him. So, Baruch Hashem, we have a computer here. Even those who have the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't go that far. We'll look and see what it says. First, we'll see Kuf Chav Dalet. What does it say here? Noshim Yikaras and Kvod the Love of the Bezdin. Mishagra Lehem Sofer Dayonim. The Bezdin comes to them. You know what they say? The mountain comes to Muhammad, you know? The bezin comes to them. V'chayotei b'zeh orosu natal mechachon shtarosu umnuso. V'zile bei milsel demezel le beidin el arabah v'adi amarot. It's not a fi chvodo. That's what it says. That's what it says. Now, how do you decide who's included in this category? Let's see who's who here. So if you look at the Sma, he says, Noshim Yikoros, I and the El Sof Simen Tzadivah Batur, Emos I Mezamnen Noshim Besulos Ledin. Okay, so we'll look in the tour. Let's see. Tour. What happened? Oh, here. Sorry. I was looking before shit. You know that the author of the Sma is the author of what we call the Drisha and the Prisha. So we'll take a look and see what it says. Watch. Yeshminik shemazminim eshesish bolken b'shcheneha imi regila loses felita and v'chule. What does that mean? Her neighbors say imi regila loses felita and imoyim. She's a businesswoman. Any yoshev is tamer b'bayis. Ela regila lelech ben anoshim lisa felita and imoyim in the marketplace. Or is ein gnalo lelech ganafnei lefnei onem etzvichu lelech. You can't hide behind you. You're such a fine woman, refined. I'm not going to come to court. She's a CEO of... I'm not going to come to business as a Shulchan Aruch. This only applies, of course, a little bit to the Talmud Chacham. What about the Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Osai? So there, you look in the... where are we? Not. No. Kuf Chav Dalet. Oh, no, they don't have the Berhetev. Forget it. The Berhetev is, how come the Minig is not that way? So the answer is, just to show a little bit, there's a Shach. The Shach says, Torosom Noso, look in your day, Rebbe Gimel, Torosom Nuso Hainu, Im Yesh Umnus O Maso Matan, the Sparnas Vol Hashir. He can have a job just to keep his family fed. Why do you make a come to a din Torah, Bosai? He's a Talmud Chacham to Rosom and also, even though he has a job. So, Loma. The commotion is Barsham. Linyan Mas. A Chacham was partner from certain taxes. Tolly b'minig, who adin b'zeh. So the minig is nowadays, they bring a Talmud Chacham into a bez. Okay, that's what it is. Rabbi Osai, there's more to say, but I promise that we talk about the new sugya. So let's stop. We're here for the shiur. We'll start the new sugya. May come back a little bit tomorrow. I reserve the right for a few minutes just to finish up some of these things. But I halfway, I said to him, we can't get more than half the shiur on these inyanim. Let's turn now to the sugya on Daf Yudim and Aleph that we did yesterday. On both sides, please open up your Gemara, Yudim and Aleph. Yudim and Aleph. Everyone has these Mara Makomas, I hope. Everyone has these rules and procedures. You want to see what this? Those are ones to take. Okay. Yudim and Aleph, on both sides, is a very important sugya. We started it yesterday. I'm going to review it right now. The Gemara is as follows. We'll start Testament Beis just to get the flavor. Om Rav Yosef, last four lines. Ploni Ravola Onso Uviachem Etzar from the Hargo. Okay, because there's two Eidim that he did an act of which is Chayav Misa. Liritzono, Rashu, Vatora, Maltashas Rasha 8. He wasn't attacked by some other man. He did it willingly. Right? So he's a Rasha. So it can't be an 8. Rabbanu, Adav Karam Os Eitzel Atzmo, Meinad Meisim Atzmo Rasha. Can't make himself into a Rasha. Okay? And therefore, says Rashi, the last two lines of the Testament base. The Nerega Raveya, the Pagina Dibura. Umamnina le legabe chavre. Lo mamnina le legabe dide lifsol edis. So Ploni, Ravani, you accept. Lutzoni, you don't accept. Everyone with me so far? The last few lines. Famous Suga Pagina Dibura. Omarova. Ploni Baal Ishti, who viachem it starf in Lahorgoa, below Lahorgoa. How can he say Eidus against his own wife? Maika Mashmalon, the Maflagina Medibura, right? What does that mean? That you split what he says, you believe that Ploni Baal Ishish, Al Isha, right? But not Al Ishti, it's his Ishish. Hainuach? No. Mao de Tame, Adam Korbet Salat Samarmina. Since he's believed to testify against the Noah, so maybe he's believed to testify against his own wife too. That's the Havamina Kamash Malon, that we don't say that. And of course, the obvious question is why in the world should we say that? What's the Havamim? What's the Havamim? Tosfos. Eitzel Shlomino. I forgot the Masnisni Beperek Zebore. The Baal Ki Yishtalin Eitzel. Sakadai Techocha the Machos Migu. Mehemon Lehargo. Mehemon Lehargo. Migu. Migu. So very hard to understand. What does that mean? What do the words mean? How do you explain it? So yesterday we saw a terrorist's question in the Rush. In the Sefta Makas, today we'll see the similar teretz on this sugi itself in Sanhedrin in the Ran. This is for those who have the Mara Makomas, Rabbi Osai. I hope you have the new Mara Makomas. So, there's the discussion of this. Well, the Rosh is in the Mara Makomas. We saw yesterday in the Shia, in Makas Davov, in Simon Yud Aleph. Today we'll see a similar idea by looking in the Ran. Pirush Rashi, Havamina is, you believe in this way, live it out. Lo Nehira, the other way around. Mishnah Shlema, Afa Baal Posel the Krova Yishto, Koshka Liatzma. So Rashi says, Mitzah, like Tosa said. Right? If you believe this, Holo Machuva, got it backwards. Tolo Armina Edish in the Skyma Mitzosa in the Skyma Kula, Adiraba, Armina, famously, Edish Abatl Mitzosa, Batla Kula. The whole thing is so schwer. What's the Ikal Rabbi? This Rabbi we saw yesterday, by quoting the Rush in Makas Perigav Simyadav. Now we're seeing a second time the Rabbi quoting the Chidush Shiran here on Daf Yud. Ikal Chidush Shirabu Mimasha Oma Mitzdarf and the Horgo. Sha'af Alpi Shaino Nema Mimixas Eduso Legabe Yatzmo. Nonetheless, Yay Nema Mimixas Acha Legabe Chaveo. Homilsa to me! Hishon the Mema Eshabad the Mixas Abad the Kula. Hey, what happened over here? What happened to the famous rule? At the time of the rabba, Minamim Pagina Dibur, Mihaim Mishum, Tlo Shayach Lemema Be Eidel Shabbat the Mikzosa, Vahule, the Chiamina Nochi Hani Mili Bimai, the Shayach Be Eidus, Beidus Krovim, Oh, my Mikzosa Psulim, let's say Russia or something like that. Abuk Shumay Al Atzmo, Lo Shayach Be Torres Eidus Klal. Remember the Nesivus from yesterday? The deceiver said that if a goy or an isha or a cotton says testimony, we don't say that nimtzach a kar of apostle edus kumpet. It's not edus at all. It's less than apostle edus. It's not edus. It's non edus. Shemach Yaminam, Adam Karavet al Atzma Upagina Dibura, Ulagabi Atzma Lo Mehemen, Lagabi Acha Mehemen. It has to be that way. Why? Mamishim Eid Pasalu. Shemamishim Eidus, we have Pasal Koledus, Shehidu Beshvilo, Shehu Vitzis Miachayim Aposim, Elamiat, Horog Yatzel, Rotech Yatzel. What's my answer? Yokum Dabar Mekai Me Dabar Kosim Me Dabar. Why I see in Makas Avov? Haynu Dabar Adam Karvei Tzal Atzmo Darminon. Klama Dabar Milsa Pshita Gabi Atzmo Lo Shayach Edus. Umishamochi Achu Mistar From Lahargo De Palgina Diburim. Oh, Aval Gabe Yishto Sal Kadaita Chamina Te Yishto Kekarav Di Almo. Vichi Hechid De Bekrovim Edus Shabbat Lavachule Bat Lakula. Hocha Nami Neva. Hachok, he hechid the edus of posel the gabi ishto. Yiv so gabi ha boel. Vinispat la kol edus, kamash malo. No! The ishto ke gufo! Vichi hecha the gabi atzul a shach edus at all. U pagina di bura. Hachiname the gabi ishto paginan. U mitstarf im acha la hargov la hargov. Mashenken bishar krovim. Shemheid. Ruven ploni ba krovoso al krovosi. Lo yitzdarev hu im la'acher la'harag ha'boel yenish ha'bazim ha'ksasa ba'lakula. Wow, what a pshat. Ukshak tedakte b'chol ha'mekom ha'shenisku b'tamud din pagina dibura l'gabe edus timtzein kach shemiktas edus hayal atzmo shomeid. Look at Perek Zeborer. We'll get to Perek very soon in Yavamis and in Gittin. All those places we say that it's the Mamono is a question. Mamono Armin Lomis, that's the next Gemara. So we say it like this. So, Lasso, Stimma Mamono, Shuinian Choshel Yatzmo, Yosef Mehefset Shalom, Ekpida Tol Aduna Bechov Gimel. Talking about. Hold on a second. We'll have to come back to this a little bit later. Fine. This is the Ram. We'll come back. Yes, I'm sorry.
If the Ram is right about its bottle, then why do we ever have to say, Einav the Blessing Satsma Russia? He's Kurt Latmo. That's the answer.
That's exactly what it means. That's exactly what it means.
But that's a much higher standard.
True, but that's exactly what it means. The person does not believe with respect to himself. And even though Odor is bald and commanding them as far as monetary matters is concerned, I cannot make myself into a Rosh. No. So what's Taka Pshat, Rabosai, in Rashi, in Tosis? What's Pshat? I'm going to give you a Gevaldig Teretz, Rabosai. It's a Gevaldig Teretz based on a Gevaldig Gevort. I'll show it to you from the original in what's the same called the Kovet to Oris. But a part of it is going to have to look since I had you later on, see what he's quoting. Okay, I'm all set. I'm quite sure they have it here. Kovet to Oris. Okay. He says, when it comes to Yisurim, apostles believed. It's against the Gemara Ksubas Chafei. After Erecha Neman, La Losa the Kuvana, to make some of the Kohen, Mikomakom Korov Eno Neman, for Kosher, Kevin Erecha Neman Achilo, Betruma, Meshem Erecha Neman Visurin, Ken Gam Korov Lehemon, Come on, Nida, Ksafer Lo Yatzma, to the Magad Mishnah, says Kasha. And what is the answer? Quote, V'yafa Gav Dechaya Nemenes, a woman's believed, Shani Hocha, V'od, she krovolo. What does that mean? So every woman should be the same thing? What's he saying? He quotes the Rashba, Rabbo said. What did the Rashba say? Two brothers with respect to Esau like one. Because they were related to each other. Quoted in the other day. If be surah like a psulkar of klal, why is it only like one? Why only like one? It's a chidish nifla v'norah v'chona holds emes lamita. V'nire, mucha miseh. The Karov posel the Gabi Yisurim. You hear what's going on? A Karov is posel the Gabi Yisurim. That's insane. It's against all the laws we ever learned.
Your wife can't say she's a real kosher.
That's right. So it's crazy. How can it be? El de b'chol ha'isurin lo evsha lashkuche klal psula de karov. You can't find the karov. Why can't you find the karov? Lo mikri karov elenu karov le baldin. Uvi isurin leka baldin klal. Shadava no geel lechol yisroel b'shaveh. A relative tells you this food is kosher. If it's kosher, now it doesn't affect me. It affects all of Klal Yisrael. How can it be? It's related to the husband. It applies to every single person in the world. She's a nida. If Kayla Havi Krova. Avalim Dodin Mala Adam, and we'll call him Apostle. How's a shaper having baldin a chiddush nifla? Although it relates only to matters of isa v'heter, if you're passing on the person himself, that's considered a psak on the person, and the korov is possible even in the isurim. Wow! I can krov if hen krov in the baldin upsun haralav. Chena edem akrovim zel azeh to each other. He can psula the korov gam b'chol isurim.
So how do you answer why you're saying that her husband died?
Come. You're right. It's a special takana. You shouldn't believe it for many reasons. You need to share a promise Mishnah. Special takana, which we're not going to go into right now. Fine. Oh. Nim tzachat karov, eidus kulam b'telam. Okay. Ava b'yisurin, lekach din nim tzachat makarov, shemach yavi edech. It only applies to real eidus. Let's go back to Sanhedrin. Open up. Don't look only on the screen. Open your Gemara. Luckily we have Sanhedrin in front of us. We'll see exactly how beautiful Rabbi Chanan is. Take a look at Rabbi Chanan, please. He's quoting Sanhedrin. Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah. Ve'elan HaKrovim. There are many Krovim. Ochi, V'achiyovim, etc., etc. Minani mina says the Gemara towards the bottom. The Tana Rabbanan lo yumsu avos albonim, famous pasuk. Matam alom in the lamech lo yumsu avos avon bonim ubonus. This we know already. Mina yumsu avos albonim ubonim avon avos. It says already. Ish becheto yumos. They're going to punish someone else's sin. Lo yumsu avos albonim means be'edis bonim. Uvon lim sual avos, be eidus avos. Amazing pshat in the sugi. That's how we know that a relative can't give testimony. Quite amazing. Quite an amazing pshat.
How does he explain it in Sayer of Lerd?
That's a different story. That's a different story. The other way. Says it more like this. That's Dina the Fushes, right? So Dina the Fushes. How about Dinim Amunis, Rabbi Osai? That's the Gemara of Chav Ches Amun Aleph. Rabbi Osai, give a look. Chav Ches Amun Aleph. Halfway down the narrow lines. Ashka Dinim Nefashis. Dinim Amunis Minola, Namakra. Mishpat Echad Yilachem. Mishpat Hashaveh Lekulchem. Wait a minute. This is a din when it comes to Nefashis. And it comes to Amunis. What about Isurim? There's no Pasuk. Sorry. I'll call upon him, he says. If no man the car of Pasuk the heart be Isurim, hecha de mashkachas lo. So this is time, ma ishna psul kar v'chol apsulim. The nemanin, hecha de lecha neman. Shum dein kan Torah's Eidus. Apostle Gazla is even believed. V'yesh lomar, look in Zebora, Rabosai, watch this over here. Look carefully. Watch. What is the following expression? Fourth line of Chochesim Naf. Ashkechon bonim lahadodi. Rashi says, see Rashi here. That means sons one to another. It's no good. But bottomly alma minalon. Rashi. Shushnei krovim psulim lahoyed al adam in ashuk. Right? I know. Smar says svaru kidetanya en edem nasim zomimin achi zomu kulam. If Reuven and Shimon are brothers, can take testimony against Levi. If Reuven and Shimon are zomimin, they both get killed. Reuven is going to get killed based on Shimon, and Shimon based on Reuven. That can't happen. Now, wait a minute. They weren't testifying against each other. We're testifying together against a third party. What's the problem over here? And what's his proof? It says, "Hode Tanan, Shlosh Achen V'Yechad Mitzdarfi Moen, Harei LeGimel Elios, V'Hein Edus Achas LaHazama." What does that mean? Rashi. The ad mitzvah be kulu till all four ahuzam lo mishalim imamona. Why? Till having mitukma biyada the lokeach elibes adusa the kulu. The lokeach can't win unless based on the testimony of all of them. Says Rebbe Chana. Visaka daitach bonim liyal moksherin. It's going to Gemara. Nimso eid zomem nerek beidus achiv. He loved asid I krova by aday loving him miktil. Nimso bonem mesim zelze. That's the sukkah of Gemara. Rabosai on afchav chesem and out. Frekta bachonon. Wait a minute. Wait. Stop. Hocha eino eid made al krova. Al the kevan she gorein beiduso she achiv nerek. Ein mekabel eiduso. The gzeras akosim lim sovas al bonim. I feel who ain't made all of. Wow. A chiddush nifla. A chiddush nifla. Again. Omer Rabbi Bachoma, daf chav chesem alf, line number 5. Svaru kedetanya, neidin nazim zomim, matshi zomim shneim. Sakatay, dach bono la'al mokshayrin, nimtzei zomim nerek beidus ochiv. The Rabbi asked him a question. There's various tehuts. How do we pass him? We pass like Rabbi Chama Svaro. Maybe he's rejected completely. So he quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba. Ain Rabbi Cholek. No, he's arguing with Adam Krovim Zelazeh. Shekolechad Meid Bifnei Atzmo. Ain the Mechayim Mam Meshedusa Zeh. Ela Kolechad Mischayim Emela Shasheni Mischayim. What do you see? Ikas Rosh Hashanah Rechama Kamel Hachi. Gam she'ed me'ed al krovo ma'shegim akav me'eduso. Ain't that time a shiv the edus akara psula al dekzeres akosuv de'enach nerek al ayde achiv. Bein shu me'ed olav bein she'en me'ed olav klal the gorm be'ez ofen be'eduso al achem she'ed achem nerek. Dosh ne'achem ha'emidim emidim zel zel klal. U'mikom gomeim kav me'eduso nesfroz em rechama which we don't reject. Here's Rebbe Chanan's final punchline. U'mavum izeh. The hevdel gadol yesh. Look at every word now. This is the final screen here. The hevdel gadol yesh beim psul kurva l'shar psul yedus. The bekala psul din leidus ein ma'mina nagadus. Don't believe him. Ava bekarov eino m'sheino nema. No, he's believed. Shari ein mekam medus ha'filim ein alach ha'sheino kromo. It's all sugya. He's talking about a third party and we still don't accept it. Ava the ein ach nera ha'yedei ochiv. That's the Gemara says in Baba Basra. Krovim labishim lo mehemni. Otu Moshe v'yarem lo mehemni. Moshe and Kamti, we don't accept them. You don't believe Moshe and Aaron. Can't be. Adgzeras melechi. Behind the krovim enam psulim klal. Adgzeras melechi shalo ye'ech och nerek ayedei ochiv. Zemedukta b'loshna mishnah. Nim tzechem en korov o posel. L'chor alishna yaseru do korov o b'chlal posel. Lama the mystic korav b'fnei atzmo? If you are now b'dik the gadol, the ain korav b'chal posel. Adina achminu, and the misna yedei korav, I feel like she ain't made out Krovo. Wow. And now we come back to where we started.
Who's the mouthpiece?
Sorry.
Who made
this? Hashem. The Hashem is Hashem. Was that move on time? Achilik ben Karov the Shapsul and Yenisur. The Vamakum Shamina Torah the Erechot and Kanei Torah Zetus. Upsulim the Monarchic Shepherd. Vizay no Shaykh Eladin Psulim. That Gregor Solahan and Shema Mina Osam. I will be sure and them on it. When you're in Krovim, the Psulon ain't no me time, Shane, I mean, no son. Elashi, have Shalom is Achai de Achiv. You can't do what I did, live so Achai de Achiv, or Alosa, the Kuna de Achiv, is no good. Normally, in 90% of Yisurim, there's no Baldin at all, because it's relevant to the whole Kashrus, indeed, it's relevant to the whole world. You find a din in the Gavra, you're a Kohen and not a Kohen, then we say a relative is not believed on another one. Mary the Gavart. I'm sad to say that this has become a problem in certain circumstances where relatives, in my opinion, yesterday was a double tragedy for the halachic world, both in North America and in the Holy Land. A wedding took place, which according to just about everybody, involved a Kohen and a Grusha. You know that can't happen. Paskin Chumash. How did it happen? So, in North America, it happened because there's a children of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says if the family is not religious and they claim they're Kohanim, so you don't believe them. They don't have a chazaka. So psak was given about a certain family that they were not religious, and therefore the fellow's not a Kohen, and therefore he can marry a Grusha. A vigorous protest erupted from family members. What do you mean we're not religious? They have proof positive they were religious in Europe. Straight through they were religious. Someone, well, she didn't cover her hair in North America in the 50s and 60s. I said, nobody did. So that's a right, weren't religious. Craziness. So there was a counterattack. So the rabbi who originally said his psak was going to back out. Then it was a counterattack. Relatives, out of the kindness of their hearts for this Kohen, his Marian Negusha, wrote that, well, it's not really true, they really weren't so religious and this and that, they weren't really Kohanim, bada 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 bada. As the man said, this Gemara, you can't passel. Not only that, but the rabbi wrote the letter that since the family thinks they are Kohanim, so this person who's decohanizing shouldn't daven in the same shul as the others, because he's going to be not a Kohen, they're going to only be Kohanim. Who's that? His father, his uncles, his cousins. What kind of psak is this? What kind of psak is this? I don't understand it. It almost reminds me of a psak of a different sort. Those who come from a certain city a few miles west of me know the story. A wonderful, wonderful Jew. A physician, a Kohen. How that's possible, I also don't know. But anyway, he's very close to many of the Choshev Rabbanim, including people who are in this building. And his son decided he's going to marry a woman who could not marry a Kohen. So the rabbi said no. All the rabbis said no. All the rabbis in that town said no. So he went a few miles north of here, not west of here, and found a certain rabbi there who paskin he's not a Kohen. What basis? The grandmother was in Auschwitz. It's called the Shvuya. She was taken captive by the Nazis. So therefore, all of her descendants are not coming. Wait, but everyone else is a Kohen. It only applies to this fellow who wants to marry this woman. Everyone else is still a Kohen. We're talking about Pagina Dibura, but this just makes absolutely no sense.
His father is a Kohen.
How can it be? How can it be? At the end of the day, we have to all learn lessons. We are all protective of our children. We love our children. If our children do something which is wrong, just say so. And don't go down the tubes with your children. So what happened was, this guy cut himself off from all the rabbis. The marriage took place within him. They got divorced subsequently. So then he's left with nothing. There's no marriage, there's no rabbi, there's no nothing. A rachmanis in this fellow. And the same day, he's got a call about it this morning. The same exact day yesterday was a similar situation in the Holy Land involving Americans. Also a Kohen with a Grusha. But the word in the street is, although and no one knows exactly who did it, there are grave suspicions about this, but I don't know who did this. Instead of saying that he's not a Kohen, it's that she's not a Grusha. How do you do that? Come on, guys, you know the trick. KT. What's KT? Kiddush etos. So her first husband is furious. You make a kiddush etos. I was married to her for so many years. Now she decided she wants to go marry this guy who was a kohen. You're going to undo my whole marriage? And all my kids are born out of wedlock? What are you kidding? And there aren't really no grounds for it. You want to say he's a funny guy, a funny... Everyone's a funny guy. Who's not a funny guy? We all have weird things about us. It is wild. A double tragedy yesterday. Forgive me for speaking from pain. Okay, it's not on topic right now. But anyway, I just couldn't resist it. It's mom is talking about a brother talking about a brother and about this and that. This pasta, you know? I got so many calls about this from other relatives saying, this is insanity. They have a video... A video from before the war that woman gave her a testimony for the Holocaust video. Oh, she got married, she covered her hair, and she was also, what are you saying? Yes, and she was from, but then his family maybe wasn't so from. So maybe they weren't in the Kohanim. There's no basis for it. There's always two sides to every story, but this, as far as I'm concerned, a very serious problem in these kind of situations. Forgive me for speaking a little bit out of turn, but this is Mamash, it reminds me of one brother talking about another brother. He is a Kohen, not a Kohen. You're not believed. Not that you're not believed. It's Rabbi Chana has a different formulation. Not a lack of credibility. If it comes to these matters, one brother cannot be judged based on what another brother says. Not in the Fushas, not in Mamadas, not in the Isurim. It's not like a Nida or Tarfas where there is no Baldin whatsoever. This is Rabbi Chana's Yisur.
Husband and wife have a fight or incite the situation.
Yeah.
How does one ever believe in connection with anything in relation to the other?
We'll discuss it a little bit at a time. Every case is a separate case. Most of those cases, it's an Issa L'Chala Olam, whatever. We'll see. Not every case is considered to be a personal testimony. It's on an Issa. It's a big question. Look at Makas Abbeis. When is it a din of the Gavra? When is it a din of what we'll call the Chefs of the Yisra? It's complicated.
Take another case, the Hetamei Rabbanu. In Hetamei Rabbanu, many guys say their wife didn't go to the mikvah or some other nonsense. How are they ever believed?
You're right. Can't believe it. Anyway, let's go back. So now, Rabosai, Rabbi Chanan, they say, I don't think it's anywhere in print, to my knowledge, use the same Yisrael to explain our Gemara. What our Gemara say? What am I going to say? Let's read again. Mal de tema adam korav etzel atzim armina etzel ishtalo armina kamash malon. It says Tosfos, I to Mishnah that you can't testify about your own wife. Sagat adach hachad ma'apas migu de mehem al harga mehem al harga. Here's the word, Rabbi Osai. A korav is not a puzzle. The nature of korav is that his edus is not accepted against a relative. Aha! If that's the concern, we can argue, Nahavamina. Once the edus is accepted to testify against the boyfriend, so once it's accepted against the boyfriend, it's already accepted in court. It's accepted in court, Rabbi Osai. It's accepted in court. Let's maybe have a Havamina to accept it even with respect to his own wife. Kamash Malon. What's a Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon, one of a few things. One, we could say, according to Rabbi Chanan, we do not apply the principle of migul, and therefore, in fact, it's not accepted with respect to the wife. Or we can say no. Kamash malon rabosai, et tzvei dinim with respect to korov. Number one, you're not believed like other psulim. And number two, you're not mekabel. Havamin is that there's only what? The second din. And for that you would say migu. Kamash Malon is a separate din that a car is not believed like other psulim. And then migu doesn't work. Here we seem to say that a car in certain issues is believed. Others quarrel b'chana slap it differently. Aside from the main mekabedus, which is no gear to a karov, which you would say migu, is another din. What's that? You can't kill a relative based on the words of a relative. One's credibility, and one is killing. So you demur thought only that it cannot be accepted. Then we'd say migu. Kamash mela, no. And only is not accepted, you can't kill one relative based on the words of another relative, Rabbi Osai.
Migu makes more sense across the whole spectrum. I mean, because you have sister wives. One is not believed against the other because it destroys the Migu. Otherwise, you would say they're karav. They're all
good. Gish. Good. Excellent. So now, let's discuss a few minutes, Rabbi Osai. Ein adam karav etzel mamona. Let's see the Gemara. Rabbi Osai, we saw this yesterday. We'll see it again today. Elul Chazar. Amar Rava. Rabbi Osai, you with me? On the fifth line of Yudam and Alf. Ploni Baal Naram Arasa Vehuzmu Nerogan and Misham and Mammon. Bita Shaploni Vuzmu Nerogan and Misham and Mammon. Why? I'm taking the Ramanan. Mammon Leze Unefashos Leze. To two different people. To two different people. Right? Why? 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 Mamon shebol afsida ksubasa min erisin umishama tobasana ksuba kedin kozama make suba. Mamon lezeh unefashos lezeh. Because the money would have gone to the father and not to the na'amurasa. If it's what? Again. Ploni bol na'amurasa v'huzmu. Nirag na'amishama mamon says Rashi explains. Rashi explains. Ein misham and mamon. Look carefully. Why not? Tovas hanok suba shavatz lafsida. My time asher lo hiskiru shem haisha. Ule my mafsidim. Chval not. Ploni bo al bito shel ploni. You say exactly who the girl is. The huzmu. Nerog on the misham and mamon. Because you wanted to cost the money. I was killing Rabbi Nei. Mamon lezeh nefashos lezeh. Rashi. So Nerogin, Umisham and Mammon, Shabol Afsid the Ksubasam and Erison, Umisham and Tobas Nog Ksuba Kedin, Kodama Meksuba. For the Pliga, the Rava Adir of Yosef Damaliel, Edi Abal Nerogin and Misham and Mammon. The Hosom came at the Nises, Hanach Tashlum and the Ksuba Dida Bo Mevich, hers. Became in the Allah Miklish digging and killed because they wanted to kill her. Lo Mishami Lo Mammon. No double jeopardy. Aval Hechad Lo Nisis. Hanach Tashlum and Azamat the Avninu. The Chol Shvach Nurel Yavia. Havale Mammon Lezeh. Laav. When the Fush of the Zemish and the Ball of Anara Mikli. Beautiful. Super second mark. Now the final piece. Yama Rava. Ploni Rava Hashor. V'huzmu neherog and meshalima. We don't know whose shor it is. That's pashim. Those kiyur shor shami. Good. And meshalima, the man shor lo yadana man. We don't know whose shor it is. Next gemara. Shor shaploni v'huzmu neherog and meshalima. Why? Mamon lezeh unefashos lezeh. Rashi. Mamon lezeh the bala shor unefashos b'shul haploni aroveh. Fine. It's the same thing. Bishop the cowboy, boy lave, the boy rubber, ploni rubber, shori. Not hashor, not charge of ploni. Shori. Mao. Whoa. Who viachem it's tarfinimo? Mao. Ploni vare miktil. To Aden. El ashor vi miktil. This is Rashi Lishitosim on top. Mi armino nodem korbeitz latzvo, ben nodem korbeitz lamamono. Rashi upagina diburo lehemune achavrei, velo ashor. Odilma Armina Adam Karbetz Mamono. Rashi Odilma Armina Minyan Pagi Dibur Adam Karbetz Mamono. Afa P the Pagina Lele El Etzel Atzmo. What's the by Adam Pashta? Adam Karbetz Atzmo. The Ain Adam Karov Etzel Mamono. Rashi Larminan Adam Karbetz Mamono. Linyan Pagi Dibur of Ashar Yisakel. Aye, it says in Tamura, Rovea, Nirba, Piabalam, also the Gavoa, Mutal the Hedrin. They don't Nishani, Mili Hegadloya, he do a Balam al Rovea, Miu. Oh, he do Velohoya, H. Shun, H. Shane, Yamar. I will hope that the Gabra Mikdal, Pibal, Ashar, Opagina, Dibura, Mishumam. Sukasagamar. Very nice. Very nice. So what's he saying over here? Migu, Niskabel, Achavero, Niskabel, Al Sharam. What does that mean? What does that mean? The Shar has no relatives. Even if Adam Karov ate a Mamono, I'm a Karov of my mama, my mama's not a Karov of me. The Ramah says no, that's not the Pshat. Let's take a look in the Ramah over here. Where's the Rama? Yad Rama. Of course, Rashi doesn't understand Rashi. How can it be? How can it be? Going the wrong direction. Mao de Tema, watch this. Adam Korov Eitel Ishto Lo Arminan. What's this mean? A new pshat. A genius pshat in the Ramah. A genius. A genius. Watch his genius pshat. It's Mamish. Those who know the sugyas, it's Mamish a genius pshat. What's the Ava mean according to the Ramah? Watch. Timishas Be'ila Itzreale. In the time she is unfaithful, she's prohibited to him. From the moment she's unfaithful, she's no longer related to him. Wow. There's a famous marshal. The Mashal Paskins in Baba Basra, that the time that a man has in mind to divorce his wife, no longer She'era, and if he dies, she need not sit Shiva. World famous Mashal. It'll be a Rusha either, more relevant. Spoke about it last week. That's right. That's the habit, isn't it? Meredik Havamina. You would have not, of course they're related. Now that she was unfaithful, you might have thought they're not related anymore. That's the Havamim. Now the next Sugya of Gemara. Here we go. Ramala Shitaso. Oh man. Here we go. Ramas is like this. Not a migu, we saw before. Rashi told us a little with a migu. A migu. Okay. You might have thought. Rama says no. Watch this. I says Baba Kama. Ein dine ella. The Ramah says no. Kamash Malon, that the Aedis of a Baldin works to kill the Shor. when someone else is there. It's not like Dina Nefashis, whereas Hoda wouldn't work. And the Gemara elsewhere, in Baba Kama and in Tamura, is where there's no one else there. This is a repulsive rabosai, the opinion of the Rama. Now I'll just begin today, we'll have to finish it tomorrow, but see out of the Shmaya, the Chidushay Haran. Remember the Ran said, according to the Rai, an amazing shot? What did he say? You might have thought that, for Karen, that he's considered to be a Karov, and a Karov makes things worse, not better, because a Karov is a but the Mektas, but the Kula. Kamash Malon, it's non-Adus. That's how the rival of shot in the top Gemara. How's this going to play out over here? Second, please. Here we go. What does it say? At all. Like it is on yourself. It's against the Gemara. Watch this. Watch this. Hainu lasos din b'mamono she'l inyan choshev li'atzmo Yo, sir, may have such a low. Not some, you're losing a chair, you're losing a shirt, you're losing a shawl. Shreik pido atora leduna b'chav gimel. The Mishnah not base. Shor aniskol is rabosai b'chav gimel. Chav gimel. Amazing. Amazing. So therefore, it's all nakmeid al krovo, but the mektasa, but the kula, but stam the chasim rabosai is not edus at all. That's a chiddush nifla the Rama. Oh. The issue comes up again in the Gemara and Gittin Daf Ches. We'll just see it today. We'll have to discuss it tomorrow. Eved shei vigita because v'atzma nechasa kenuim lacha. V'yomer b'fon enechta neman al hashichur and neman al nechasim. Pagina dibura, and we don't say edus about the kula. Why? Shema Shemel Amadas Nechassim El Nikru Eidus. That's what he says. Eidus on the Chassim is nothing. Eidus on the Shor is not a nothing, because the Shor is a separate status. That's just my money, like my Zvarim. It's a separate status, and therefore Eidus on the Shor has a status of Eidus. And you say about the Mektos, about the Kula, Eidus on a chair, on a table, it's not Eidus at all. And we say Pagina. We're up to here. I both say I ask you to see tomorrow.
Why not say it's because of
his? We'll try maybe talk with that. There's a Rashi for Rabosai in Baba Basra. That's Mem Gimel. That's who that's first tomorrow. See that Mem Gimel. Okay, that comes first. And let's compare that to the Rambam we just saw. And after we finish that, we'll actually start the Tosfos on the Tes, which we're supposed to start today, but we just ran.